मित्रों, आज हम आपकी मुलाकात करवा रहे हैं लेबर सांसद और शैडो ट्रेजरर श्री क्रिस बोवन के साथ। वी आर स्पीकिंग टू द शैडो ट्रेजरर मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट फॉर द लेबर पार्टी मिस्टर क्रिस बोवन। वेलकम टू द हिंदी प्रोग्राम ऑन SBS रेडियो मिस्टर क्रिस बोवन।
थैंक यू, इट्स ग्रेट टू बी विद यू।
Now tell us, the Labour government wants to stop negative gearing on existing homes. What effect do you think it'll have on the economy, and will the housing affordability rise, do you think?
Well, it's designed to improve housing affordability. Every existing investment would be protected or grandfathered, everybody who's already invested in housing. However, for people going forward, we would ask that they invest in new housing, which would increase housing supply, which would improve housing affordability. We need to make it easier for young people, in particular, to buy into the housing market and to put them on a more level playing field.
Do you think it would unfairly hit the middle class investors?
I don't think so, because, as I said, people who are currently invested would have their investments protected, and people would be able to negative gear into the future but would be asked to buy something new to improve the supply of housing, to get more people into houses. And that is the ultimate answer for housing affordability.
And with the capital gains tax concessions, the Labour proposes that it will cut it from 50% to 25%. How much saving and benefit will that create?
Well, it saves about $8 billion over the next 10 years. Again, we should have a concession for capital gains tax, but it doesn't need to be as generous as it's currently proposed, and this would make the system fairer and more sustainable.
And there are going to be cuts on, say, tobacco and superannuation taxes as well. So
yes,
we'll gain some revenue, obviously. What will that be used for?
Well, what we'll do is use it to improve the budget bottom line, to help us return to budget balance, but also to fund important investments in schools and hospitals. We need to have a much better education system, better funded, fairer funded, and to have hospitals which work for everybody.
You just spoke about the budget. What are your expectations of the budget soon to be released on the 3rd of May? Will it give some respite to the average Australian?
Well, it's very hard to tell what this government will be in their budget. What we know is that the government has tried many different plans, but has dropped all of them so far, and they move from plan to plan. So not far to go now. Hopefully we'll know on budget day.
Okay. Coming to specifics of the Indian community, you recently organized a Holi event as well as a Vaisakhi event.
Yes.
Tell me what prompted you to do that, and what inspired you?
Well, our Indian community, our subcontinental community, is growing very strongly. I have held Diwali events in the past, but I wanted to make sure that we are celebrating together. And our Holi event in particular was a huge success. About 150 people came. My children had a wonderful time with the colours. And, you know, multiculturalism is about respect and showing respect to cultures of people who come here to make their home. And what better way to show respect than to celebrate together? So Holi and Vaisakhi were, you know, very good events, and I look forward to holding them into the future, as well as Diwali later in the year.
That'll be wonderful indeed. In the past, of course, you've been immigration minister as well. Do you think we are backtracking on our promise to take in 12,000 people?
Well, I don't know about backtracking, but it's fair to say that it is slow. It is necessary to ensure that we are providing the capacity for people to come here from those very, very difficult circumstances, and we would like to see it happen as fast as possible.
And finally, about the Indian community, what is the potential for some Indians to join politics, Mr. Bauer?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We want to see more Indians in Parliament, Indian Australians, and the Parliament can only benefit from their election.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Good on you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.